Hello, 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 my podcast family. Woo, woo. How long has it been? I know what y'all saying, Dupree. What in the flim, flam, flam, and the flam is going on? Well, family, I tell you the truth. I was just up on the social media, and I said I definitely got to do this podcast for my podcast family, the very few family members that I have. Nevertheless, I have them. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you the truth. I have been on an up and down roller coaster on figuring out where I want to go in life. Now it's not, I'm not saying that I'm lost, but what I am saying, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, my door is open. I got the patio's door open. That was the screeching of a car tire, if you heard that. But I'm not lost. I have a wonderful business. I have two wonderful businesses, me and my wife. Of course, Kenya's from kenyastravelcorner.com, and myself. Used to be Dupree Services. Now it's KNC, Skilled and General Services, LLC. And I just find myself really trying to do everything at the same time. I'm trying to do too much, too fast. I'm not really allowing me to reap what I sow. In a matter of speaking, it's like I'm always trying to do everything now. And because of that, it causes me to miss a lot of important things like podcasting. Yes, this is a way that I can talk to you all and also help me relax and to help me, you know, see where I'm going. And this is important to me. I've been podcasting now for a few months, and you know, right after the surgery, of course, you all know I had surgery in January, a lung surgery, the thoracotomy of the right lung, and it has put me down for about 9 months now. Well, I'm recovering nicely now, and I'm stepping out now, but I was down for a good 7 to 8 months, and it just helped me, podcasting I'm speaking of, helped me realize a lot of things that I can talk to you all at any time. A lot of us can. It's just not me. A lot of you all out there have social media. You have podcasts. You have other avenues that you're trying to explore, and you're working very hard and you're very creative. And I think for some of us that comes into that roadblock, where frustration, sadness, depression, negative thoughts come in. And I strongly believe that it's because we're not giving ourselves some time to relax our mind. I've been trying so hard to get back out after the surgery that I don't think I ever sat back and relaxed with a clear mind and just, you know, learn to be grateful and enjoy the things that I have. It could have been a lot worse for me, dealing with what I was diagnosed with, sarcoidosis, and of course, type 2 diabetes. And I just find myself always, I'm exercising hard all the time. I'm not, you know, enjoying the exercise because I'm trying so hard to get better. And then I'm constantly doing the business and I'm constantly, you know, promoting and motivating promoting and advertising and marketing, you know, my services, and I'm not giving it no time to really manifest. You know, I think a rock solid, you know, you're working for yourself, it's okay to put in 4 to 8 hours a day. You can put in 2 hours a day. You can put in 15 minutes a day. It's your business. It's your service. What you want out of it, you'll put into it. But we need to relax, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just not business. It's schooling. It's working. If you're working, you have a job, you're working hard, you got to deal with your coworkers and supervisors and managers and clients and so on. you know, it can really, really weigh on you. And if we're not careful, we're going to burn ourselves out. I'm telling you now, I was just up on social media doing the videos, and I said, I am feeling good because I am getting it out. I'm sitting there in my laptop, I'm doing my business, and I'm getting frustrated, and I'm like, ugh, it's not moving fast enough for me. Then that's when it dawned on me, like, hey, man, you better slow down. You better enjoy this. So we don't want to head out there, ladies and gentlemen, put in hours and the 10s and the 12 hours every day, 6-7 days a week, and the next 5-10 years from now has gone by, and yes, your business is a success, but then you haven't had time to enjoy it. And what you will miss along the way, man, we can't get that back. So learn to relax, ladies and gentlemen. Learn to take a deep breath. Learn to focus, of course, but focus on yourself. Focus on vacations, music, a night out on town, a walk on the beach, a good dinner. Go tell the missus you love her. Go tell the mister you love him. And y'all, you know, if you're single, go jump on the chat line. You know, have some fun. That's all I'm saying, folks. You work hard. You are entitled to that. Let's take things one step at a time, okay? I promise you, it'll work itself out. You're not working hard in vain for nothing. We don't want stress to kill us. We don't want that. We don't need that. All right? After you finish all your due diligence, relax, have a cup of coffee, call up a friend, pack a bag, and travel. And you know my motto, if you can't find a friend to travel with, give me a call. I'll travel with you. Until then, take care and have a strong, positive day and relax. Okay? Relax. I'll definitely try to stick to my... I know that Tuesdays and Thursdays were supposed to be my podcasting days, but maybe I can do a little bit in between as well. I've been so caught up with everything that I've forgotten about my podcast and my social media outlet, and I need to get back to that. So I've been on Facebook and Instagram and everything, and I'm here now. So, all right, you all take care and have a good day, and we'll be okay. Remember to relax, okay, folks? And anything that I can do for you, you reach out to me. All right? Take care. Have a good day.